I played left tackle.
Okay.
And Nick played receiver. And then, you know, when I was finishing school, Nick was actually like a student coach, a young intern there. And, you know, we had a relationship. And, you know, Nick kind of went after when he got into college, he ended up going in and then getting into professional. And I kind of stayed in college football. And we'd always stayed, you know, close and you know, at least in tabs with each other professionally. And, you know, he kind of contacted me about an opportunity that was going to arise. And then we kind of went through the process and then decided to make the move.
When you went through the tape of your unit, what was the first impression? It's probably nice to walk into a unit with a guy like Jack Doyle.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think you first, when you walk into it, before anything else, you notice that, you know, obviously you notice the talent of Jack, but I think that you notice the consistency that he played with.
Right.
So I think that's the thing that probably stuck out the most. And then, you know, obviously then I think you get excited about, you know, there's a variety of guys making contributions to the room, which is usually a good sign, you know, and then obviously – you know, we brought in Ebron as well, so then have an opportunity to watch him.
How do you want to use him? I mean, I know you're not calling the plays, but
yeah,
he's a guy that's like almost like a receiver.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that gives us some excitement is that, you know, in our mind, Eric's a guy that has the ability to make plays, and, you know, in this offense, and Frank, you know, and Nick, and their vision for the offense is to be expansive and to put guys in multiple positions. And, you know, hopefully Eric proves that he can be a guy that can do that for us.
With the tight ends, I mean, just that fact, the tight ends are way more involved, it seems, in this offense. You know, how exciting is it to be able to kind of help mold these guys as players and playmakers? Not, you know, Jack and Eric obviously are going to be playmakers, but the younger guys too, to get them more involved in the offense.
Well, I think that there's a great, you know, I think for the young guys, there's some great people to look up to, you know, and you know, I think that they have some guys to watch, and the way that Jack prepares daily, and, you know, the way that some of these guys carry themselves, and really the way that he leads the group. I think for them, it's you know, it's fun to watch their growth and development, and obviously we feel like there's some really good young talent there and match with some guys that have played a lot of football here as well.
Eric Swope, a guy that didn't get to play last year, unfortunately, just couldn't get back. What have you seen from him as far as, we all know his story. He worked his way up
sure.
as a, you know, college basketball player, never played football. But what have you seen from him as far as his development?
Yeah, I think I've been really impressed with his work ethic and, you know, I think he's a very intelligent young man, and obviously has spent a lot of time, you know, working to get back to where he wants to be. And you know, I've just been really impressed with the way that he's grasped our offense and the way that he's staying engaged throughout the process.
And then I guess you talked about Ebron. What, just athletically, I mean, a top pick in the draft a few years ago, a guy that has made a lot of plays in his career already. What is the sky the limit with a guy like that?
Yeah, you know, I've really enjoyed working with Eric. You know, I think that he's
he brings the energy, doesn't he?
He brings the energy. I think the one thing that about Eric too is that Eric studies. Yeah. You know, I think Eric is very you know, in tune to route running. I think he has the ability to, you know, to stick routes and to be strong at the, you know, at the catch point. And you know, I think but I've been mostly impressed that he's been working at his craft. You know, I think he's been a guy that we've really enjoyed having around. You know, he's always a smile on his face, and he's very team-oriented guy, and I greatly appreciate that about him.